Chapter 19. Aboard the Jade Shadow.
Dead. Gavar Kai, Sith Saber, was dead. In the bizarre path that had taken him from the Lost Tribe to Abeloth's side, he had forsaken his people, permitted his wife to die, and attempted to slay his daughter. Vistara Kai was an orphan, and try as she might, she just couldn't seem to wrap her mind around the cold, brutal fact. She lay in her cabin aboard the Jade Shadow, sleepless, staring at the ceiling, going over the battle in her mind's eye, hearing again the heart lacerating words that cut deeper than any lightsaber.
I will start fresh. A new wife, a new child. Both are easily replaced.
No, they weren't. Nor was a father. She saw again the contempt in his dark eyes, felt again the warm wetness of his spittle. The realization of the abandonment, not just of her, but of the tribe. The out-of-control nature of his fighting. The feeling of savage rightness when she harnessed her own emotions, both dark and the light, in order to defeat him. These things played over and over again in her mind's eye, like a holovid on endless repeat. There was a sickening inevitability about it all. Each mental path she went down led her to the same conclusion. If she had gone with him, he would have killed her. If she had not fought as hard as she could, he would have killed her. The galaxy, so vast and complicated, had suddenly become very small and very clear. A Kai had needed to die, and when it came down to it, Vistara had been unwilling to be a sacrifice. Growling softly in her frustration at being unable to sleep, she rose and went to the small computer built into the bulkhead. It had been a while since she had read the two letters, but now she wanted to revisit them, to feel the comfort of the happy and utterly fictitious relationship she had created, now that there was no chance of ever restoring even what they'd once had. Once, she had been loved, in a way, and she knew it. She hesitated, then dived into the file she had created. She had known it would have been safer to leave the letters in her head, that she was tempting fate to write them down. But seeing the words on the screen had helped. It had given them a reality that had comforted her, and now she hoped would comfort her again. Up they came. She looked down at her folded hands for a moment, then lifted her face and began to read. Only two. They would soon have one more to keep them company. One final letter. An orphan girl's wishful memories of a father who had never really lived.